Hi guys, it's your host Jasmine and welcome back to the Booze Witches podcast. I have my best friend all the way from Chicago. Well, she's in Chicago. She's not here in LA. Victoria
Everyone.
on the
Hello,
podcast
hello. Thank you
today. I'm so glad to have you. We're going to switch things up. We usually talk about on this podcast a lot about Bravo reality TV, but we're gonna switch it a little bit to Lifetime and TLC because they have been dominating it when it comes to, I think their shows have even they've even outrated the Kardashians, so it's pretty epic.
I've never watched one episode of Kardashians.
Well, if this was like 10 years ago, I would say you were missing out, but you're not. Now the show is just horrible. It's like people eating salads and, them like really editing stuff and like, having scripts before they film a scene. So it's not great anymore. Before it was actually kind of good and funny. But I digress. What we are going to talk about is Married at First Sight. I am obsessed with this show, and I'm so happy that I now have somebody that's obsessed with it as well. Because I mean, this is one of the number one shows on TV, but I don't really know anybody that watches it for some odd reason. And so I just, kind of yell at the TV alone most of the time.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it. It's one of the few reality shows I'll watch, and religiously every Wednesday night, I'm in front of the screen yelling at pretty much every person on there, right, this season at least.
This is the show that I actually wanted you to go on. When I first saw it, I was just like, who can I ask to sign up for this? Because I'm too scary. I can't do it. But I was hoping you wouldn't be scary. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I could never.
Now, you know what? Now I totally would. I'm obviously too old for the show. But
No,
I,
I don't think so.
yes, they made a big deal about Jacob being in like his mid-30s. He's the, or
Really?
no, who is it? Eric. Eric is like the oldest character. I want to say he's maybe 40, but Jacob is up there. Most of them are in their like mid-20s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would think it would be smarter if they also pick people who are in their 30s. I mean, I think of myself in my 20s and I wouldn't want to date me. I was completely confused. But I don't know why that brings me into the, let's just like kind of tie in a couple here. That brings me to Eric and Virginia. I mean,
Oh my goodness.
that she's a 20s hot mess. Like, not that he's a walk in the park either, but I feel like she's a little she has a lot of like trauma. She's a little lost. She still hasn't found herself. She's still like trying to work through some things. She was definitely not ready for marriage. She should have found a therapist first, worked through some stuff, and then probably applied for the show.
No, I agree. I'm trying to figure out why she wanted to get married in the first place. I'm like, you're still out there trying to club and party with your homeboys. What are you doing with a ring on your finger?
Yeah, I was, you know what? I was siding with Eric on that when she was like, oh, I'm just gonna spend the night at my guy friend's house sometime. And he's like, no. I was like, wait, is she actually saying this out loud? Because I mean, what if he came up to you and he was like, oh, I'm just spending the night at Susan's house? I mean, it's kind of just disrespectful. I have guy friends, and I genuinely do have guy friends. Like, I have a guy friend that is married, but there's obviously like boundaries. And like, I somewhat know his wife. I haven't like fully met her, but I like can't wait to. But just off track really quick. The funny thing about our relationship is when his when I first met him, we used to work together. We used to have a lot of work to do together, so we were always on the phone. And his wife was like, "Who is this Jasmine girl?" And he was like, "Oh, she's this crazy girl I work with." And then one day, I had started sharing some of my like boyfriend drama with him. And then one day, I left him a voicemail about it, and he pressed like play on speaker, and she was
Oh my
like,
God.
"Oh wow, she was like, she's crazy. You would never date a woman like that." She has never had a problem with me since, because I'm always like, I gotta come. They live kind of far, because I'm like, I can watch you guys as kids, so you guys can have like a night out. But I haven't made it down there because they live in the boondocks to me and it's just too far. But yeah, but when I think about Virginia and Eric, I'm just like, Virginia should have got a therapist. She is clearly dealing with trauma from her childhood still, and abandonment issues. And she's so guarded and she's basically trying to cope with all that. She has no coping skills, by the way. So, but she goes to alcohol to cope. And
absolutely. Absolutely. And you really saw that in this last episode when she was having her breakdown, when they were talking on the bed.
Oh yeah.
I think that's when it probably became most apparent to viewers, but she does. But I mean, let's be honest, Eric has his issues too.
Oh yeah.
He is still very heartbroken by his ex-wife cheating on him.
Yeah.
Which, did you see the picture of her?
No.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to Google it. Was she gorgeous?
I'm gonna have to send it to you if I still have it. She is drop dead gorgeous.
Out of his league, I bet.
Oh my goodness. I could not believe it. So I'm like, okay, I get where he's coming from. Like he lost literally.
But now he's thinking if he controls, it's not gonna happen again, which is just not the case.
No, not at all. When Virginia went out of town and he was like, oh yeah, I only checked in like every hour. What?
No. Oh my God. But then when he goes out of town, he barely checks in.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a problem. Like I've dated busy men. Like, and I actually prefer, because my love language is not necessarily quality time. I can have somebody that is really busy as long as they're making their presence known in other ways, then I'm fine with it. Like you can be gone for a week, but if I come home and there's a letter in your jacket and you're like, you know, texting me cute things and we're having conversations at night, I'm cool with that. But if he's like, oh, well, when I'm working, I'm working. I mean, sorry, Eric, I probably cheat on you too. If there's years of that, I'm feeling neglected. And not that that's right, but
I know. I don't know that I would cheat, but I definitely would have been gone at the very least. I would not have stayed around for it either. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think, you know, Eric is also the prime reason why I don't date men with a military background. He's always like, my military background, you know, I like control. He's even the dogs. Like he's just very, everything is like this regiment and control. I'm just like, take a seat, take a breath. You could learn a bit from Virginia's relaxed way through life. And she could probably learn a bit through you, but he's so extreme. She's so extreme that it's like, and they're both trying to pull each other in their extremes. Instead of just being like, oh, well, it's nice that you just kind of come in and, you know, you don't have to do like, you know, 70 jumping jacks and this and that. And, you know, you just come in and you just chill for a second. Like, yeah, that's, it's fine to do that. Everything doesn't have to be so structured all the time.
Right. Exactly. No, I completely agree. I mean, even beyond that, you know, the last one where they sat down with Dr. Viviana and they were talking about their difference in opinions and how they view society and that sort of thing. I'm curious to see where the relationship goes because
he's too conservative for her.
He is.
He's all talking about her lesbian sisters. And I remember his face when she was first doing that, when she was like, yeah, I love us. And he comes from that conservative background. I was like, Lord Jesus, this is not, I don't think Eric is a fan of that at all. And I don't think he's okay. He's the type, I would actually be nervous if I had a child with him and my child was gay. He seems a tad bit like not okay with anything that's not like him.
Right. So, okay. I'm a bit of a nerd. And so I am on Reddit and I look at the Married at First Sight subreddit and I read through all the posts and everything. And Eric actually went on there and posted this long like explanation saying that he's not that conservative and you know, his American flag didn't mean anything. Like this whole long post, this was about probably about 3 weeks ago. Oh, wow. And it was right before the episode came out about with Dr. Viviana, essentially. Like, it was like he wanted to explain himself before the social issues came up.
Oh my God. Wait, what did he have a flag where?
Oh, he had, you know, it's not a bandana, but it's like, they use it as a mask, but it's like a thing that goes around your neck. It like covers your
head. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had one of those on and it had the American flag. Plus he's always talking about the military and,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. So,
and not that there's anything wrong with the American flag, but in the current like political climate, it's been so weaponized by certain parties and, you know,
exactly.
So, you know, it has, unfortunately, even for me, I felt like that I was at the beach with, I was actually going for a hike with a friend, and this was like last year. And this is one of my friends who's Asian, and she's Thai, and I'm obviously Black, and like we're going for a little hike in Malibu, and she was just like, well, maybe at the end we can just walk down to the water really quickly. I'm like, sure. And we go down there, and she even gets uncomfortable. There's a tent with it's a huge American flag tent. She's like, can we not walk by them? I'm like, the fact that she even felt that way, I was like, wow.
Right. Like the way the flag is perceived right now, because yeah. You know, I have military in my family, or
yeah.
Had and that sort of thing. You know my history. I have military, police, everything. It's in the family. And so it's a weird situation, but the way the flag is perceived at this moment, like, I'm definitely not going to walk around wearing one right now.
yeah, me neither. And I get that. I always tell people that too. Like, my uncles have all been in the military. My grandfathers have all been in the military. Like, it's not that I'm not supportive of the military, but I also am well aware of what goes on in our country. And I also know how, you know, my uncle that is dark-skinned Black man was treated when he was in the military, as opposed to some of my other lighter relatives or ones that are more white. So, you know, there's been a lot of issues, and just because it is a strong system that we're proud of doesn't mean there's no issues within it as well.
Exactly. So on both sides.
Yeah.
No, it's on both sides.
Yeah.
So because of that, some Redditors were, you know, talking horribly about Eric. And so Eric tried to go on Reddit to defend himself and had to get approval from the show and everything. And then, you know,
Yeah. Cause they can't talk.
They're not allowed to say anything. He literally said in there, like, I had to get approval to even post this. And it was reviewed before I did.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so it was like a whole thing. And then the next two episodes are the last two that we saw. So,
oh my God.
It was interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, and when I say the military thing about me not wanting to date people from the military, I've obviously have dated somebody in the military, and I've have a few, a lot of my relatives have been in it as well. My stance on that is sometimes the way they come out, not all of them come out with this, but a majority of them do. They're conditioned in such a hard way sometimes that some of them can come out a little with sometimes a little bit less compassion and empathy and just rigid. And I've seen that in the man that I was with and some of my uncles, because I didn't really know my grandfathers as well.
Right.
And I see like a little bit of that in Eric, in the way he is treating Virginia. Mm-hmm. Not that she's not, you know, she's no walk in the park either. So as I said, I think they both are, I can see why they were matched together. I know so many people are on Instagram and they're just like, oh my God, like that is a horrible match. It's really not. If they both kind of solved their issues and didn't put their issues on each other, I think, and came into it like open to kind of, you know, learn a little, compromise a little, I think that they could complement each other.
Oh my goodness. The compromising.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, I feel like it has been mostly Eric that hasn't wanted to compromise, but when they had the conversation about Virginia not wanting to move into Eric's apartment.
Oh my God.
I understood both parts, because he's like, oh, well, I own and, you know, I can't afford to pay two mortgages. But at the same time, you know, when you go and you're looking for a new apartment and you walk into a place and you're like, this is not for me. Like the vibe is not right. I don't care how beautiful this place is. If the vibe isn't right, I can't be here. And that's almost what Virginia sounded like. She sounded like the vibe wasn't right. And Eric was like, well, you're just going to have to move in.
Yeah.
No.
He was pushy about it.
Yes.
And I get what she was saying. Well, why can't I be in my, well, or why can't we just have another, why you can actually rent out your place too.
That was my thought. Why not rent it out?
Let's think about that option and why we're here. If we're planning on staying together anyways, let's see if we can find a potential person. Let's put something up there because I'd rather not be in your space. And you know why she does not want to be in his space? He is so type A and kind of like has a controlling side that he's going to be so weird about her animals in that spot. It's his stuff. Like, and I know he is. Like, that's going to be a nightmare. Like, I would be uncomfortable too. I'd be like, look, man, like, she even said, I don't want my animals messing up your stuff. Like, you flipping out. Like,
It would be a situation like when I was dating that guy and he had the white rug from Morocco that I spilled red wine all over.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He would flip out. Like, he's already like, Rocky's bad. Rocky's a bad dog. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, can we talk about the dog segment on the last episode though? Where they were showing all of the husbands with their wives,
oh dogs, my God,
and the relationships between them.
Yes. That was so funny. And then they get to Chris and he's like, I don't give a fuck about that dog. why are we even showing this asshole? He's a fucking asshole.
I don't understand. I mean, I get why he's still filming because he wants to get paid. However, I don't understand why we have to be subjected to everything that he filmed.
Well, I mean, luckily karma's a bitch and there's usually a guy every season that everybody seems to hate. Sometimes it's a girl. But I think he has taken the throne by far. And I know he is insecure and his ego's big. So he's going to get away with his money, which I'm sure he does not seem good with money. So I'm sure he's going to spend it really quickly. But I don't think the fame he gets from this is going to be what he wants.
I don't think so either. And I mean, the way he, because again, I'm such a nerd, the way he's been flipping out on Instagram.
Oh, did you find him on Insta?
Oh, okay. So he's actually private right now.
Yeah, because he can't be on, they can't post.
He posts.
Oh my God.
He posts every week. He responds to episodes every week. But he'll say it in slick ways. So like when Paige met with his pastor.
Oh my God, I love when she did
that. He was talking about that and he was like, oh, so you have time to talk to Paige, but I've been calling you and you haven't talked to me and this, that, and the other. Oh yeah. He's been going off on everything.
Yeah, but how is he gonna be mad about that when he sat with his pastors? He didn't even want to listen. And he said, I'm done with this conversation. All right. Well, you're not willing to receive what I have to say. And then you ended the conversation abruptly.
He does that with everyone.
Yeah. If you don't tell him what he wants to hear, he flips out. Like, no, I don't want to talk to you. You're fucking immature. The woman having his child, she said she didn't even want to be with him. I was cracking up when they all sat together and when Paige thought they were working on getting back together. And she was like, no. It's like, wow.
Well, I don't know. I believe they are together.
They are together now?
They're together now. There were pictures of them on the beach together recently.
I think he is so gross.
She lost the baby, unfortunately.
She lost the baby?
Yes. Oh, girl, I'm going to need to see.
Was she pregnant?
So the only reason I think she was pregnant is because her mother actually put something out there about people being nicer and was like, this was a hard enough situation. Please stop trying to attack my daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I believe it too. I mean, she probably was, but I'm sure, you know what? She seems like her and Chris are two peas in a pod. She seems like a clout chaser too. I think Chris is getting like all this attention, whether it be negative. People usually don't care when they just want attention. And so she's probably with them, but I don't think their relationship is going to last either. I think it's toxic 101. So good luck to them. I think Paige can do better. I hope she watches this back and just learns how to just have a little bit more like love for herself and just more self-respect, because just the way he was talking about, he's not, I mean, I couldn't imagine somebody saying they're not attracted to you. Like, first of all.
No, day one, we would have been doing.
I know. Like, what? You can't say that to me. Who do you think you are?
Maybe that's why I'm not ready for marriage, because I'm, no. Excuse me. Where do I sign? Divorce, please.
Exactly. I'm a Leo Venus, so. I need all worship all day. So nobody's telling me that I'm not, like, if I even heard that, power to Paige, she was still hooking up with him. Like, you know, and I'm just like, what's happening here? Like, he's literally
with
said
no that, protection. Wait a minute. No protection. I died. I could not.
I don't understand the situation between him and her. And of course he tried, I think, you know, she thought because he was hooking up with her the first night and, you know, that he was into her. But I mean, it was pretty apparent right away that he was not into her. And then the fact that he's like, I'm used to dating, you know, pretty girls, like, you know, did it. I'm like, did he?
Which is insane because she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was like, why does it? You know, it's because, you know, obviously because of colonization, like, when it comes to, we only really admire one type of beauty, but then if you are in ethnic communities and you are obviously like lighter skin, you're considered more beautiful. But if you're in any ethnic community, because of colonization, people will look at you if you're darker and you're not as cute. But like, there are cute, I was just saying this to a girl last week. I'm like, one person's beauty does not take away from the next. So you can be a cute blonde, cute chocolate girl, cute brunette, whatever. Like, it's like
strangers that I've been looking at, like, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. And I'm like, Chris is not, I think Chris is gross. I'm sorry.
He is, but let's be honest. It was also learned from his father, because from the wedding reception,
he was
disgusted with his father. Oh, and so he obviously picked up a little bit of that too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were talking about her bod. They were all like broing in the corner.
They were broing in the corner, but then the comment when the dad was talking to Paige and she was asking for advice, and he was like, you need to take care of him when he comes home. Who are you talking to right now?
I probably would have threw up on the table. Even when Paige was talking about when she went to the family, like, we had sex last night and this morning. I mean, the whole situation was just embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Remember she was talking to the parents? I was like, wait.
I can't, yeah.
I was like, Paige, stop. Okay. I was like, where's her family or friends? Somebody intervene here.
But the mom, well, were you guys, you know, intoxicated?
Oh my
God. His mom justifying it? That was not okay.
Yeah. So. That's why he is how he is, because he thinks that that type of behavior is okay. I'm hoping this is a rude awakening for him. And I, like I said, I think that woman that's with him, she's with him right now because he is, you know, getting a lot of attention. I think they're both like, you know, just fucking fame seekers. So. Which there's nothing wrong with wanting fame, but, you know, okay, you want to go on another type of reality show where it's a little fun and you're doing challenges, go do that. But, like, you know, coming into something like this when it's just so serious and there's, you know, so many people just kind of searching for, like, companionship and love and taking advantage, you just have low morals and low character, in my opinion.
No, I completely agree, you know, and it's not like, you know, a bachelorette situation where they have a ton of people to choose from. And, you know, if you're just there for fame, you're going to get eliminated anyway. No, like, this is a one-on-one deal. So if you're a jackass, you're ruining somebody else's whole experience.
Yeah, that's so true. What do you think about Ryan and Clara's situation, the whole
oh my goodness. I feel so bad for Clara.
I do too. I saw the ending when she's talking about pleasing him every night, and I'm just like, well, first of all, why are you doing this though?
Right. Cause I would have stopped real quick.
Like, yeah. I mean, why are you even doing this? Like, you know, please yourself, girl. That's what it seems. You're so frustrated, but it's like, you're waiting for him to get you off. First of all, let's get yourself off so you can calm down.
I mean, Claire is awesome. So she probably is getting herself off anyway.
I don't know.
But sometimes, you know, as someone who's been single for far too long, like sometimes you get tired of playing with yourself.
100%. I get that. But I don't know. She gives me the vibes like she may not even be doing that. Because I know some people that just don't like to masturbate. They want to have sex, have an orgasm. And I was like, I didn't know if she was one of those types. Because I'm like,
that very well could be. But I think the bigger issue to me is the fact that Ryan won't talk about it. Like, yeah. She's left wondering, well, when, well, what is it that you're looking for? Like, at least be man enough, be mature enough to discuss the situation.
I agree. I think there are two different types of people though. And honestly, like, I actually really like Clara, but I really like her and I do have empathy for her situation, but I think she's as deep as a pond when it comes to stuff. She doesn't know how to go deep. And I think this guy may be a little bit uncomfortable on TV. And I think he wants to get I'm sure Clara's probably rubbing on him and he's probably not stopping her, which he probably should. Because obviously he can't sense the tension in the room. But I think he's sensing for something deeper and she's ready to even just walk away at decision day just so she could go have a quickie. I'm like, girl, you know, you kind of came on this show for a tad bit deeper. Obviously he does get, it's not like a sexual, like he can't get hard or anything like that. We know he can. Because you're
getting him. So, I mean, I agree that she doesn't get very deep. And I agree that he seems to be uncomfortable with the cameras, but at the same time, they spend a lot of time together outside of filming.
Yeah.
And so it's like that. I feel like that conversation should at least happen off camera so that she's not on camera freaking out about her sex life.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think.
But along with that, like, you know, you say she's ready to walk away, but she's moving stuff into his place.
She implies that she's ready to. So that's why I'm saying.
She did say, what did she say? She's going to leave if he doesn't say he loves her within
6 months. That's a 6 month mark. She said, if that doesn't happen within 6 months, she's out the door.
Which is hilarious.
I know. I don't know. I think, I think the thing is with me, like, especially where I am in my life and like how I view people aren't black and white. And obviously he's nervous and it's, I see a person of depth there. Like, even though he's always seems to be put together and controlled, like I actually see a person of depth there that, but I don't think she's that, like, even when she's talking about sex, I don't get why he's making a big deal about sex. It's just sex. I'm like, you know, I couldn't date somebody like Clara. I mean, I don't know if I could date someone like him either, but I like Clara as a friend. I could definitely be a friend. She's super cute. She seems fun, but can you imagine? I mean, you're a Scorpio, like somebody just being like, it's just sex. Like, don't get me wrong. Yes, we can just have sex, but I, you know, being a water sign myself, sex when you are really intertwined is a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, I mean, there are differences.
There's like levels, okay?
Just sex out here, just like playing the field, absolutely. Just sex when you're married, now there's a problem. But Clara did mention the fact that she had never had like an emotional connection during sex. Like, she never had that.
So sad to me.
Right.
Like, I am like, so I was like devastated. It's
understandable where she doesn't, she doesn't get that side of I guess what Ryan is waiting for.
Yeah. She doesn't get it. She's like, will there be a sign? Will you see a sign? Like, she's like, and I'm like, oh my God, poor Clara. I feel like I know how I would move with a woman like her, or if it was a man like that, like, I know how I would move. And he doesn't know how to make her feel secure or just at least like he's not leading.
Other ways to do it.
Well, he's not leading the way to get to the deeper connection either. He wants it, but he doesn't also know how to get there. And she doesn't even understand what it is. She's like, I'm sorry, what are we looking for here? So we have two lost birds. Like, I know how to get to a deeper connection with somebody. So I could lead that. I'd be like, no, we taking our time. But I know how to still make things romantic, deep, and all that. And I know how to lead to that. He does not know what to do. He's just like, I'm just hoping it's going to get there. Because he's also never been in love. So he's just confused too, you know?
Right. Which, I mean, dating a girl for 2 years and not being in love, I'm like, why'd you waste that girl's time?
What is happening here with these, I mean, I think everybody's such a fact checker in love. Sorry, I'm like, sometimes I can't speak correctly. And I think people look at love like this, like something they can control, and it's this checklist, and it's this. So he was probably with somebody that was like, this is everything that I would design in a science shop, okay? Right. It's gonna come, it's gonna feel. I think you feel this when you're, and it's like, no, sorry, that's not it.
Sometimes, I mean, it is very easy. Sometimes you just get in your head and you forget to just take a step back and see how you're actually feeling. Like, we tend to analyze life in general, whether it be love or work or just friendships or whatever. Like, we're so analytical with certain things that it's like, oh, wait, let me take a step back. Like, meditate. How do I really feel? What am I really thinking about this? Yeah. And it seems like Ryan is a lot of head and no heart.
Yeah, he doesn't know. His heart chakra is closed. Okay. I honestly don't even know if Clara's heart chakra is open. I think her sacral chakra is open, but I don't know about her. You know, I'm like, I think he's all crown chakra.
The Scorpio in me is like, I mean, I feel you, girl, because laying next to a man that you like are attracted to and yes. You act on that. But that's, you know, for me, that's also like part of it all. I'm generally a very monogamous person because the feelings have to be involved. Yeah. And so it's kind of in that same way where it's like, if I'm feeling somebody and we're laying in the bed next to each other for every night for weeks, I'm also going to be looking at you like, so you just not gonna give it up? Like, what's really going on here? We're just gonna lay here.
No. I know. No, I get it. And even when they did the tantric yoga stuff, I was just like, why am I not leading this? Because first of all, that lady, as much as this couple is struggling, she should have, even though they can't come to her facility, she was coming to her house. I'd be like, look, we need to turn the lights on. I'm bringing candles. I'm actually going to bring a spread that I'm going to lay down that maybe is like satin and it's a certain color. I'm going to kind of really step back. I'm going to put on a low sound that you guys can hear. And with all that laughing and silly shit, I would be like, stop it. No,
I feel that, but I also feel like that moment just didn't need to be on camera.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they're doing,
you got to remember, they got like a team of like four people standing around filming this. No, I'm not going to relax and be able to
100%. 100%.
Like, at the very least, do an interview before, do an interview after, but let them have that moment to themselves, or maybe do like a clip and then the rest of it is their moment. However, yeah. I don't know if you've noticed a lot with the conversations between Ryan and Clara, there's a lot of editing. That's one thing that's frustrating me about this season is that none of the conversations are straight conversations.
Yeah, no, I see that.
And it's like, it's frustrating because you know you're only getting like an eighth of what they're actually talking about.
Yeah, 100%. And I get the uncomfortability with the cameras. That's why I said, like, if you're going to come in and try to do your stuff on, you know, you kind of have to try to set the mood to relax somebody as much as possible. Cause I already expected Ryan, who's already, he wants something deep, but he doesn't even know how to step into that. And Clara doesn't even know what it is. I would actually have really set the mood there. And then I would have actually offered to actually do that off camera. And I would have told them also, I want to work with them off camera one-on-one. Yeah. And then bring them back together because they also, like, I think they both lack sensuality. And I have a problem with that with sex. If I'm having sex with somebody and they don't have sensuality, like to them, like they don't know how to move in a sensual way. They don't know how to embrace that side of them, which I feel like embracing that side of yourself is a very like feminine side. And we have, you know, there's such a masculine approach to sex all the time. I mean, women take the masculine approach to it and men, and I'm not talking about being the aggressor to it. I'm just saying like, we've made it such a masculine thing, but it's not a masculine thing. It's really is a feminine thing. And it becomes feminine when you bring sensuality into it. And I think they both really lack that. And I mean, I don't know. I think they need a lot of work. I hope they're working with the tantric yoga person off camera by themselves and then together because I think it could do them.
They really could be. They could even be having deeper conversations than we're seeing, but just because the editing, like it's so rare that we get both of them in one shot, you know. You contrast them with like Brianna and Vincent. Like we always see them in one shot. You'll see a full conversation. Yeah. You see the movement, the flow of their relationship. A lot more of their interactions are shown as a whole, as opposed to being spliced to give a certain narrative.
I really do like Brianna and Vincent.
They are the cutest. They're
so cute. I think they were cute right from the, even with their little hiccups. With, you know, there, you know, she kind of can be a little, she likes to poke fun and he's a little sensitive. Yeah. So her jokes can sometimes, you know, to a sensitive person.
Look, I can relate to her in so many ways.
I can 100% see that. 100%.
You and
Crystal. She's being cute. Like she was like, that's so Vincent. And he's like, and he, you know, is already like trying to be, put his best foot forward. So he's like, you call me a slob? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Like, calm down. But I appreciate the fact that he like looks at it and he apologizes later. Like, okay, I overreacted. I apologize for that. I'll try to work on it. Like, I appreciate the fact that he is at least open enough to accept that and try to change it.
Yeah, 100. And I was glad that she even herself, because even though he overreacted, if he's sensitive, he's sensitive and that's fine. And if that really hurt his feelings, then he needs to, you know, communicate that in a healthy way, not the,
right. the not storm off like yes, a little bit.
Not do that. But the fact that she was like, okay, you know what? Like, I didn't realize that I am coming off a little condescending at times with my jokes. Like, let me do a little bit better because you are a little sensitive. Now, somebody who's a spitfire, they might just throw a joke back at you, but like, he's not like that. So, and I think they're a good match. So it's like, it's good that they both were like, she was just like, okay, you know, I thought you were East Coast. Maybe you could handle that, but no.
Right now, but that's not how it is, you know, but like I said, at least he can go back and be cool about it, you know. And then we have, oh my gosh, Jacob.
Oh my God. He is like watching paint dry to me.
No, I feel so bad.
Because I feel bad, but do not act like you would sign up to date him.
Okay, so here's the thing. 10 years ago, when I lived in LA, there's no way in hell. Like, absolutely not. I would never go for it. But because since I've been in Chicago, I've worked in the tech industry, I actually understand his humor. And it's the
oh my God.
I'm such a nerd since coming out here. So a lot of the times when he's talking or he's joking about something, like, I actually get it. And I'm like, okay, having worked with so many nerds in the tech industry. I've done their, I don't want to get too technical. So I'll just say I've done like their first, the games, you know, if any of your listeners have ever heard of Dungeons and Dragons or Magic or LAN parties, like I've done all of those. And so I've kind of broken into that world because it's like a different world.
Yeah, no, I can.
I understand his demeanor. I understand his humor in that way. And now I know how to deal with it and I know how to bring him out of it. Not in a way to change him, but just a way to understand and help others understand.
Yeah, no, I get that. And he seems sweet. I mean, the whole like 80s house and stuff. I mean, he was so socially awkward at that wedding where he just kept talking. It was like he had a script of what he was going to talk about. And he was like, my house. I was like, oh, God. Like,
you know, it's like me with my kid. Like, I don't have anything else. So she's all I talk about. Sometimes you just ain't got shit else to say.
Oh my God. Well, I can see why Haley needs to stop stringing this along and she just needs to end it. But I can see why she's lacking chemistry with him.
Oh, absolutely.
They're speaking different languages at this point.
I don't blame her at all. I think I understand her. I just feel like the pair, like you have to be a very particular person to understand a tech.
Well, and this is one of the few pairings that I can ask, because usually I can really look at a couple and I can be like, no, they need to heal this, heal that, and stop doing something. They could be really good together. I can't even see that with these two. Like, I'm just like, I don't even understand how this pairing came about. Like, this one, none of it makes sense to me at all. On his end, I don't know how they thought that this was a good match. I need to go back and watch that episode when they were talking about the matches, because I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, but I don't remember either, but you know, I look at Haley and I just think that she needs to grow up when it comes to relationships.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and I think, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe they were like, you know, here's an older guy that can, you know, won't necessarily treat her badly, or, you know,
he'll be dependable.
Right. Or present some of those triggers that she has. Cause she has a lot of triggers from her high school boyfriend or whatever it was that she, you know, cause I think that's what, like, her last relationship was her high school sweetheart, essentially.
That is, you know, so
she's
crazy.
She's been single since she was 21. She's 28 now. And her last relationship lasted 5 years. That's your high school sweetheart. So it's like, because she hasn't had a long-term relationship or hasn't had a serious relationship basically since high school, she's missing a lot of that, you know, social connection that you should have as a mature woman.
Well, And if she was mature and she's not feeling it, she would have gracefully walked away, but she's obviously not mature. She's stringing him on a little bit. She knows this man likes her. Just walk away. You know, you're not interested. There is like no chemistry for her. She just cannot see him romantically. It's not clicking for her. And because when you're mature and you sense that and you feel that, it doesn't matter if the person is nice and gonna be loyal and they got a great house, it doesn't matter. You walk away, you go,
because you have to remember all the way back to season one with Jamie and Doug. She literally cried about how unattractive he was.
Oh my God. Yes.
So it's like, yes, love can grow if you give their personality a chance. Granted, the difference is Doug was okay with not being attractive. And so he made
sure. Yeah, but I didn't you sense chemistry between them? I do not sense it between Haley and Jacob.
Well, no, because, you know, she's so disgusted by him and he's so hurt, because you have to remember, as a bodybuilder, he's used to being like he's used to being a prize. He's used to women throwing themselves at him for his.
He does have a nice body.
Even if it was for a little while, like,
yeah.
He talks about that. Like, that was him. Like, he was the man. And so to go on this show and in front of cameras and have this woman reject you, you know, his ego is shot to shit.
Oh yeah. 100%. He's definitely feeling a little like, just embarrassed. And I mean, how could you not? You, in the back of your mind, you know, you're filming, you're on TV. Like, I couldn't imagine.
I would be horrified.
I would have disappeared. I would leave the planet. They'd be like, Jasmine, we just launched the show. We need, like, I wouldn't be on the planet anymore. I could not, like, power to anybody who has been called ugly or been rejected on this show. Because do you remember the season where the girl ran? Like, she was with a guy that looked a little, I think he might've been half Indian. And when she met him at the altar, she was not attracted to him at all. And she told him she wasn't attracted to him. And it was like maybe a month and a half into their relationship. And she said, she started to fall for him. And she was like, I see why. And I could see the chemistry between them. I saw why they were matched. And he was just a nice guy. He was being nice the whole time, even when she was insulting him. And then the day where they were going to say if they were going to stay married or not, she goes, I want to stay married. And he threw everybody off because he was so nice. You didn't think that he was going to say this. He was like, I would like a divorce. She got up and she ran.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was so embarrassed for her. I was like, I probably would have done the same thing. It's like a knee jerk reaction. You don't even know what to do. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to throw myself into traffic right now because this is the most mortifying situation of my life. And now it's on TV.
Forever. Now it's on TV. It's on Lifetime app. It's on all the apps. Yep. For everybody to watch over and over. I completely agree, but I don't know. I feel like Haley is so closed off.
Yeah, 100%.
She doesn't give it a chance. And I think Jacob is so butthurt that he keeps trying to just like force things. And it's like, dude, you need to back up. And she needs to stop being such a...
I think a lot of these people, like, we should do our own show and pitch it to like somebody. And we're going to have like astrologists on the show, a therapist, like they have to like do a journey on their own, like self-work and stuff like that. Because if I'm watching my people, like I would be like, no, we're going to be watching you 24/7. Like if I see you struggling with stuff, I'm going to come to you one-on-one. I'm going to give you self-work. Like, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, if you want this to work, this and that, I think that that's why a lot of these, that's why relationships in general fail. Like a lot of people are just really fucked up, which, you know, look, life is hard. The world is hard. You know, the people you come from can be put shit on you, but it's like a lot of people don't have coping skills. They don't know how to deal. We're just, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they self-medicate, they do, you know, they don't deal with stuff and confront things. And then we try to bring them together because we're not meant to be by ourselves. You know, human beings are not meant to walk alone, you know, we're not that type of species, but you know, we all struggle with like being with people because we're the species with these evolved brains. And, you know, when we experience trauma, it just really fucks everything up because we're not the type of species that just goes off of instinct, obviously. So because of our minds, so.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Although, you know, how much of that advice would they actually take? Because Haley brought her reader who said that y'all are a great match and did not pay attention.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, that was so uncomfortable, by the way, because she did not want to, she was hoping she was going to come in and be like, you guys are doomed. You know what I mean? So that was pretty, well, that's, you know, that's like people that don't want to, I think even their selection process, they need another type of person in there, not just a pastor and a therapist and like a sexual thing. They also need like somebody who specializes, like they need an astrologist or they need something like that. Somebody really knows people, like, because they pick people that I'm just like, some of the times I'm like, you guys are the worst judge of character. People put on their best foot forward all the time. And if you can't see through that, like you don't just, therapists sometimes just listen to what people tell them, you know, partially that's their job, but you know, you have to look beyond that when you're doing stuff like that. Because
right. It's a lot about self-reflection through it. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into therapy.
Yeah, 100%.
At the same time, it has to be people that are willing to do the work. And I think, you know, with these shows, that's probably what would be the hardest part because they still have to make it entertaining enough. I mean, if we're honest, if all five couples were exactly like Brianna and Vincent,
that would be boring.
Interesting. You know, we wouldn't be watching the show. It's like, we need the Erics and Virginias and the Haleys and Jacobs because that's why.
Yeah, I don't mind the Erics and Virginias. I just wish there was another type of therapist on there that could because they really do not want to like stray off of the couple, nor do they want to like, you know, kind of say anything to help influence a decision. They take a very like step back approach. And I just feel like when you see something, so I know it's an experiment, but I can also see that some of these people are really well matched and they're just struggling individually and they're putting their shit on each other. And if you can kind of help people get a perspective and see themselves, because sometimes you can't see yourself. You've lived with your trauma so long that it's what you identify with. So I just wish they would step in a little bit, because we love to see, you know, a survival story too. Like, oh, damn, they pull, you know, we want to see the trauma, but we want to see them work through it.
I mean, I feel that. I guess to play a little bit of devil's advocate, I wonder how much of that is going on that we just don't get to see, because not a show we're talking about, but with Love is Blind, you know.
Oh, God, love that show.
One of the contestants, I was reading an article about them, and, you know, it was an interview and they were talking about how Vanessa and Nick Lachey were actually really involved the entire time.
Yeah.
And like consoling them and talking to them and just kind of therapy sessions and that sort of thing that they were having with them. But we, as the audience, didn't get to see any of that. All we saw was them do an intro and an exit.
And no, that's true.
Actually there the entire time.
Because so they can't show everything. I mean, they have what, an hour and a half? There's five couples.
I hope the next Love is Blind season is a lot longer, because I feel like we missed entirely.
That season, that show was epic. I was highly impressed. And I'm super shocked that that really cute Brazilian girl still with that guy that ended up leaving her at the altar and saying no.
She's cute, but she's crazy.
Oh, she is crazy, but still, he's still with her. They're still together. But that was embarrassing. That was another embarrassing moment.
Yeah, Damien and G. Yeah, no, they, oh gosh, it was
embarrassing to say the least. He wanted to embarrass her though. She's crazy, but he's crazy in a passive aggressive way. So right. That's why they're so good together, and they're so, because she's wild, crazy in your face, high energy, but he can be nasty crazy, and that's why he did that. He was acting like he was going to stay with her and did that on purpose to throw her off, just to get back with her, to level the playing field. She hurts him, he hurts her. That's the game they play. It's very dangerous. Because right. I can tell they love each other, but that type of behavior is obviously like toxic and unhealthy. But we're actually going to wrap up now. I know we said we're going to do 90 Day Fiance. We're going to do that the next episode, because Victoria is a mom and needs to go get her daughter from the airport, which I'm sorry, we should have did this earlier. That was my fault. I was catching up on Married at First Sight.
These red eye flights. I'm like, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning here. It's just kind of how it goes. But yeah.
Okay. But thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun. As you said in the beginning, I love having someone to talk to about all of this, because obviously I'm all in it. Articles and everything. I'm obsessed.
We'll be back with more Married at First Sight, but we will do, me and Vic will do 90 Day Fiance too, because that needs to be discussed as well. There's a lot of craziness going on. I just caught up on that. So stay tuned for that.